Welcome to another episode of Morning Coffee with your host, Rick Alexander. I started this show to talk about all of the interesting, complex, paradoxical, and sometimes uncomfortable aspects of the human experience. If you get anything from this show, the greatest compliment you could give me is to share this show with somebody that you think the message may resonate with, or to head to iTunes and give us a 5-star review. Additionally, if you want to interact with me, you can follow me at RickAlexander_ on Instagram. Without further ado, on to the show. Wednesday, maybe you need to hear this today. Your job is not to explain your dream to anybody, to make them believe, to justify it, but rather to embody it, to live it out in the world. You know, it's so easy for us to spend our time overthinking our problems and being stuck in this world that is divorced from reality. And of course, reality is a combination of thought and action. And so if we're only in one, well, specifically thought, if we're only in thought, we're really not in reality. You know, sometimes you get on social media and you post about what you want to do with your life or the direction that you're headed or even something that just innately excites you and you don't get the response that you thought you would get from it. Maybe sometimes it's a negative response, but more often than not, maybe just people don't engage with it like you thought that they would. So social media has done something interesting to our thought process, and I've noticed it in myself. It's like half of us are in our lives, right? We're in reality doing whatever it is we're doing in our day-to-day basis. And then one our other foot, half of us, are also in thought about this thing. We're talking about, we're thinking about how we're going to justify it to other people, how we're going to talk about this thing. Happiness isn't even thought of as real unless we post about it oftentimes. Like something really good's happening, our first thought is, man, I have to take a picture of this, I have to record this. And, you know, on the way negative end of that spectrum, you see people video recording things instead of like stepping in and actually like doing something about them and like inserting their value system in the world. And then on the way end of the other end of the spectrum, right, maybe it's not doing anything negative to the world in any sense. Like there's nothing that's bad happening from our inaction, but rather we're just not enjoying our lives as fully as we could be. And the reason we're not is because we're actually thinking about how we're going to justify what it is we're going through. And the word justify seems kind of weird, right? Because like when you're having fun with somebody and you just decide to take a picture of it, you don't necessarily consider that to be like you actually just justifying your actions. But when I use the word justify, I'm just talking about applying your thought not to being in reality, but to thinking about reality. And that's, at the end of the day, what social media is and what many of these new media platforms are, right? We're not in reality. We're thinking about reality, or we're posting about reality, or we're talking about reality. So another negative place that I've seen this show up in our culture specifically is that because we spend so much time in this other reality, this other world, right, the virtual reality, what it technically is, we've confused ourselves, and now we think that if we post about something, we're actually doing something. Like maybe I posted the black square right after the George Floyd death, and I've convinced myself that because I did that, I actually did something about it. But unfortunately, posting about something isn't doing anything at all. Now, action can happen on the back of posts, for sure. But if that action doesn't happen, then nothing actually happened in the world. Same thing with when we think about our problems and we begin to overthink our problems and we begin to wrap our thoughts, begin to like wrap around our problems. When that happens, what we actually have to do is actually implement something. We have to do something and then wait for reality's feedback. And it will tell us if the thing that we did was stupid or not, because reality doesn't lie. You live it out and you find out, Is that copacetic with my life, or is that actually, you know, in contrast to my life? You know, is that, or is that actually harmful to my life or whatever? And so we're in this place now where we convince ourselves that if we post about something that we're actually doing something, if we think about something that somehow we're actually like working through our problems in some way. And we're really not, you know, especially if we're like thinking about a problem, for example, like you can't think about a problem and expect that that would lend itself to a solution. I think that's why Einstein said, you know, if I had an hour to solve a problem, I'd spend the first 55 minutes restating the problem, right? Because that's how you think in solution, right? You have to cut this problem apart and look at it from different angles. But if you just continue to pattern your thought process around the problem, well, that's what we call overthinking. That doesn't lend itself to answers out into the world in any way, shape, or form. And so the reason I say, you know, your job is not to talk about your dream or justify your dream. Your job is to embody it, to actually be the living embodiment of what you think is important in the world. That's how we actually change the world. You know this idea when you want somebody else to change, like you just see for them, like you're like, oh, you're in a relationship that's hurting you and you're like not serving yourself in any way, shape, or form. But no matter what you say or what you do, you cannot change that person, right? And we all understand this intrinsically. You know, because I get this question a lot sort of in Q&A type forms. And it's like, what can you do? And I hate to say it because unfortunately, the only thing you can do is be a light for people, right? But you can't even do that if you're not embodying the change that you want to see in the world, right? So you've got to live these things out, whatever it is for you, whatever you think is important in the world. Like I'm talking on everything on the spectrum from social justice issues or any issues that you feel are not okay with the world, all the way up to your dreams, up to the thing that you want to do most in this world, you've got to embody it. You've got to have the courage to embody it, because if you don't, it won't exist anywhere in reality. There's a really good book, and I cannot, the name is escaping me right now, but essentially the guy wrote the book based on a question that he heard, and the guy was asking, the question was like, what's the most valuable plot of land? And so people were thought about it, and somebody's like, oh, I think it's maybe the land that the Federal Reserve is on, and somebody else, maybe it's like Bill Gates' house or something along those lines. And the answer though was a graveyard, right? Because in a graveyard is all of the unmet potential, all of the dreams for businesses that could have been, all of the ideas that just never found their way to reality, all the dreams, the goals, the projects, the books people wanted to write, all of the things that actually died with people because people didn't understand that your dreams are meant to be lived. They're meant to be embodied, not talked about, not justified, not thought about. Well, of course, you got to think about them and you got to create a plan and you got to make things happen. But you also cannot confuse yourself that making a plan and thinking about it is the same thing or synonymous with actually doing something, right? You've got to embody your dream and you've got to have the courage to wait for reality's feedback. See what happens. People might think it's stupid. People might not get it. You might have to adjust fire. You know, this is why in Silicon Valley, for example, they talk about this idea of failing fast, because they understand that you want to iterate your way to success. And so you've got to put things out there and you want to figure out as quick as you can what's wrong with them. That's almost the exact opposite of overthinking a problem. The founder of LinkedIn said, if you waited for your first version to be perfect, you launched too late, right? Same idea. But this world that we're in now, where everybody's got a platform and everybody's got a voice, it really does confuse us. Like, it really does make us think that if we post about something, we've actually done something. And those two things just aren't the same. We have to be able to actually embody what it is we want to do with our lives. Because if we don't, I think we run the risk of dying with dreams instead of memories. And that would be unfortunate because we don't get very long here. And we certainly don't get another opportunity, not in this personality structure anyway. And so whoever you are, whatever world you've come through, whatever gifts you have, you know, it's like you've got a window of potential in order to manifest those things. And that window closes every day, essentially, as you get older. So it's worth understanding. You don't need to justify or talk about your dreams. You need to embody them. I love you guys. Hope you have an amazing day. We'll talk later on Morning Coffee.